USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is pumping the brakes on another stimulus bill.
We've just passed three bills, the largest in the history. We've got to make sure this is implemented correctly.
The California Republican, during a telephone news briefing, says that congressional oversight was built into the roughly $2 trillion economic stimulus bill that President Trump signed on Friday.
Inside the bills that we passed, we did put in oversight, and this seems really redundant.
Unemployment claims are rising as the United States deals with the growing coronavirus pandemic. According to the Labor Department, more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time jobless claims for benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed claims a week before, and it's the highest in the history of the seasonally adjusted figures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's top infectious disease expert needs protection, and it's not just from the virus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
A key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, has been given a security detail after getting so much attention since the virus broke out. He has many, many fans, but he also has detractors. But he says he still has a job to do.
I've chosen this life. I mean, I know what it is. There are things about it that sometimes are disturbing.
Fauci was speaking on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin officials are planning to go ahead with Tuesday's primary election while waiting on a court ruling that could change that. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs says they're taking precautions.
We are required to hold an election next week. We are doing everything we can to make it as safe as possible.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A survey of more than 4,000 restaurant owners and operators conducted by the National Restaurant Association found that during the first 22 days of March, the restaurant industry lost an estimated $25 billion in sales and more than 3 million jobs. Bar Rescue host John Taffer tells Fox News what he believes will happen once restaurants are allowed to open.
The biggest worry that I have is the premise of spacing continuing into retail environments. For example, people aren't going to want to sit shoulder to shoulder right at the end of this. They're still going to be cautious and want some spacing. So when restaurants start to space out their tables, it reduces seating capacity by about 40 to 50%. And nobody's talking about this, Brian. So when we come out of the pandemic and we go back into business, we're not going to do the same revenue we did beforehand. When we consider the change in capacity, this could affect sports arenas, Brian. It could affect movie theaters. It could affect Broadway. So if the seating capacity of these businesses is going to get changed and our overall revenue capacity lowered as a result of it, that's really powerful.
And finally, grants from the recently signed stimulus bill will be sought by Southwest Airlines. CEO Gary Kelly confirmed the news today. The Dallas-based carrier, much like other airlines, has been hit hard by the impacts of the coronavirus, and it's led to even more flight reductions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.